Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Radio family, good morning and welcome back. Another weekend edition of Community Focus gets underway, and it's here Saturday and Sundays every weekend here on our intercom stations. Great to have wonderful company such as yours, but let me tell you, for this particular broadcast, it is really nice to have the company of the executive director of the National Black Theater Festival, Nigel Austin. Dear friend, it has been a long time. First of all, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, homegirl.
That's right, homeboy.
This morning, yes.
It's so good to always have family in the house. That's and you right. have been that. In fact, we have been that for each other for a number of years. A lot of people that we know, particularly through the National Black Theater Festival. And I remember the very first time I came to work here at our intercom stations and had an opportunity to attend. I said, you know, it just, one, makes me proud to be a resident of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where the theater festival is held every 2 years. But what I like about having you on the program, Nigel, is it is that time to get us prepared for six exciting days. Okay. And let's get right into it because we have so much to cover. Kicking off, of course, with the opening gala, which will be Monday, July 29th through Saturday, August 3rd.
That's correct.
So for those, whether they are going for the very first time, and I know we're going to have some newbies this year as we do every biennial. By the way, the 16th biennial.
That's correct. It's been 30 years since it started, 1989.
89. Right. And of course, with the National Black Theater Festival, there's a North Carolina Black Repertory Company, which of course you're very familiar. And we're going to get into the particulars with the history of that. And of course, the founder, we would be remiss if we did not talk about the one and only Mr. Marvtastic.
Mr. Larry Leon,
Leon Hamlin. Absolutely. Right. Well, speaking of which, and you kind of answered the first question for me, Nigel, how long has the Black Rep been in existence?
So the North Carolina Black Repertory Company is the first African-American professional theater company in the state of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So it was founded 40 years ago. So this right. is a milestone year yes. in that it is the 40th year of the company and the 30th year of the festival.
Now, for you personally, when was your first introduction?
Well, I've known Larry and Sylvia. Sylvia is the wife yes. of Larry Leon, Mr. Marvtastic mm-hmm. Hamlin. I knew Larry and Sylvia prior to him founding the company. Wow. I actually attended their wedding in downtown Winston-Salem.
So and, you really go back.
Across from West End Cafe.
Yes.
Many years ago, we lived in the same apartment complex for a wow. while. So when the company was founded, my wife and I were members, guild members, and yeah. purchased season passes. So we've been going to theater produced by the company since it started.
Wow, since day one.
Yes.
Literally. So you really do go back with Larry and Sylvia.
So in other words, I am old. I've been around for a while.
You're seasoned, Nigel. You're right. seasoned. I
little
like
mature.
That. There you go. Now, how long has the National Black Theater Festival been in existence?
So the festival is a production of the company. So the company is a parent of the festival. It's been in existence since 1989. So 10 years after the company was founded, Larry had this big idea. He actually went to a conference. I believe it was in Texas at the time. And he had an idea to try to pull something together. And the issue primarily was, how do you sustain black theater? Our companies are struggling, trying to perform, trying to get the message out. And he came up with this big idea that some people thought, how in the world can you do that? Larry really, truly was a visionary. I have a document from 1999 that he wrote, that there are things that he wrote about doing then that we haven't done yet. And so he came up with this idea of a festival. And the reason for that is, it brings companies in, it provides work, it gives artists the opportunity to perform and do craft and the things they love. There are a lot of things tangential to that in terms of technical crews and others and economic impact. Maya Angelou, Dr. Angelou, signed on as co-chair. She brought some of her friends, Oprah Winfrey being one of those, and others from a cast of a play that she was in years ago.
Right.
For that first year, 1989, when no one thought it was absolutely possible, 10,000 people came. And from that year, it's just, it's been on the rise.
And as they say, Nigel, the rest is history. You know, it's interesting that you mention Dr. Angelou and you mention Oprah, in the fact that I, just before you came into the studio, was watching the video on Holy Ground, the documentary, beautifully put together, and to see all of that talent from film, television, just across the gamut. And particularly, Nigel, what I have really come to appreciate about such a festival is, most people wouldn't think Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You know, something to this magnitude, you think of your bigger cities, you know, your New York, somewhere out in California, maybe somewhere down in Florida, just strategically different places. But what it does, of course, it puts Winston-Salem on the map, and it really shows that the city has the capability of holding a festival such as this. Because when we think about then, late 80s, 10,000, that was a lot of people. But when we fast forward to 20, 30 years, and it's three times that number.
That's about close to six times.
Now,
it's about 60,000 people.
Not to mention, like you said, it's bringing jobs to the area. It's really such a tremendous economic boost for the city as well. And just so many fantastic things that individuals, again, if they're going for the very first time, this is the ideal time to do it. When we're talking about the 16th biennial, we're talking about the anniversary of it as well. And like you said, you really used, I think, the best word that can come to mind is milestone. And even for folks like yourself who have been going since its inception, and you think to yourself, how does something like this get bigger and better? And it does. Kind of answers its own question, does it not? What else can you tell us about the founder, Larry Leon Hamlin, when we talk about him being the producer and artistic director of the NBTF?
Larry was a character.
Yes, that's a good word. I like that.
and that could be any number of things. If listeners could go to our website, mbtf.org or ncblackrep.org, and just look at this picture. He was colorful.
Very much so.
He always had on shades. And that's whether the sun was shining or not. Generally had on a hat that could be a Kango like I have now, or something different. It might be a jacket that looks like Michael Jackson with all the studs and everything that's on it. Purple and black was definitely his
signature colors.
The signature color. That's royalty and representing our heritage, black. He was a visionary. He knew what he wanted. He could see it, and he didn't give up on it, and he kept pushing, even though some people thought he was crazy.
You know, Nigel, it makes me think of the very first time he came to our intercom stations, and everything that you just described, I vividly remember. And it wasn't until he sat down in this very studio that we're in now, and he opened his mouth, and I was like, wow, just taken aback, because he had that rich sort of bait. Well, I cannot imitate it, obviously, but for those who knew Larry like yourself, and like you said, you go to mbtf.org and you see the archive footage. And I mean, such a talent. Here's a man if I remember correctly, born and raised in Reidsville,
that's correct,
North Carolina.
That's right.
And now to have companies coming from not just across the country, but literally from around the globe.
That's right. It's an international,
yes,
celebration and reunion of spirit. You know, an interesting thing, Renee, is that when Larry came back, and part of his coming back was his father was ill at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, he borrowed $1,000 and decided he wanted to start this nonprofit called the North Carolina Black Repertory Company. And one way in which he engaged the community is he started what he called Living Room Theater.
Wow.
Which we have started back again over the past year. And the purpose of Living Room Theater, you would invite him, for example, to your home.
Mm-hmm.
And you would invite some guests to come over.
Yeah.
And we would have a meal. And after a meal, he had four or five or six actors, many of whom were from New York City, and they would perform a classic in the home of the person who invited them for the meal.
Nice, nice.
I.e., living room theater.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a way of getting support from the community, and
right,
it's taken off. Over the past year, we started it again about 2 years ago, and last year we had eight productions throughout the community. It's free, open to the public,
mm-hmm,
at various venues of living room theater,
right,
that address different issues. So Larry was and continues to be in spirit instrumental and a magnet for folk coming here to see great theater and to experience things that you wouldn't think they would experience,
exactly,
in Winston-Salem.
Exactly. Nigel beautifully said. And in fact, I think that is an excellent representation in asking for someone who has never attended the National Black Theater Festival describe the event itself. You just described one aspect,
right,
of it, but many more to look forward to when we have those six exciting days. So again, Radio Family, if this will be a first time for you or you're new to hearing about the National Black Theater Festival, again, mark your calendar. And it's right around the corner, Nigel, July 29th through August 3rd. Now, another thing that is very synonymous with Larry Leon Hamlin is every time he would greet you, without question, you would hear the word Marv-tastic. So for a newbie listening, let's break that down. What does Marv-tastic mean?
Well, it's a combination of marvelous and fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it's Marv-tastic.
Yeah.
And so you would hear that over and over and over.
And over again. Was that just something that just happened? You know, it just came, it just was off the cuff for Larry, or?
It's a phrase that he coined and
wow,
really stuck, and
yeah,
it's here for eternity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it makes us finally remember Larry every time we say it or we expect it. Speaking of which, what should we expect during these next life-impacting days is probably the best way to describe
it. Well, if you have been here before, you know what the experience is like.
Mm-hmm.
There's none other.
Right.
So there are 50,000 to 60,000 people that are in the community. It really comes alive during the course of that week.
It does.
The celebrities are everyday people who walk with everyday people.
Yes.
Hang out at the bars, go to the restaurants, come to, mm-hmm, the performances. Have a great time every day. Talk to you just like the person.
I was going to, right. So you just,
right,
never know who you just might,
exactly,
rub a shoulder up, yeah, against,
so
you know?
It's a part of the community.
Yeah.
It's a great time of theater. We have 29 companies that will be here. So there are 25 on the main stage. There are four,
beautiful,
colleges and universities who will be here performing on what we call the Fringe.
Wonderful.
We have a celebrity reception hosted by Winston-Salem State University, which is on,
beautiful,
Sunday the 28th.
Beautiful.
On the 29th, that is the opening day. It's fantastic. So you have the purple carpet. You have celebrities coming,
right,
in. You hear the drumming that's happening. We have an awards ceremony and dinner. So we're recognizing various people, and again, all that information is on the website.
Absolutely.
So you can look at,
right,
those who are being honored. After which, there's a performance at the Stevens Center, which is Jelly's Last Jam.
Yeah.
The North Carolina Black Repertory Company is producing it. That is our production, which will be running all week. On Tuesday, beginning in the morning with a press conference, there's a press conference every morning,
mm-hmm,
at the Marriott. And so the celebrities are there. We'll talk about what's happening over the course of the day. So from Tuesday through Saturday evening, mm-hmm, when we have the final parade and the drums,
right,
and everyone is dancing, it's on.
So there you go.
There are performances in the morning, usually around 10:30, some that are focused on youth. There's,
mm-hmm,
the Youth Celebrity Project, so we encourage youth to come out and be involved and mentored by celebrities. Now, so, there's the storytelling festival that's going on. Mm-hmm. We partner with the city, who is a significant sponsor, and so there are things going on at the annex and the fairgrounds for youth specifically. There will be performances at 3 o'clock and at 8 o'clock. We have an international colloquium, which is outstanding, which is also free and open to the public.
Beautiful.
This year, we have something new, which is Shakespeare in the Park, which will be downtown next to the Haynes Center, or the Milton Road Center. It's been directed by Ted Lange.
Yes.
Some of you who are old enough know something about the Love Boat, so you know about Ted and Isaac.
Yeah,
about
the theme
time.
Just popped into my mind, Nigel. Thank you for that.
So it's 12th Night is what he's directing. It's going to have a Jamaican theme.
Very good.
So that's going to be fantastic. We have another new offering, which is called 48 Hours. So we have six playwrights who are taking a different look at some classics. And over 48 hours, they will be casting it and performing it for folks. So that's outstanding. Again, we have the college performances. We're in 20 venues. There are over 100 performances throughout the course of the week. So there literally is something for everyone. The city, I mentioned, whom we partner with, also coordinates some bands and food trucks and vendors. This year it will be in Corpening Plaza.
Very good.
In the evening. So truly, there literally is something for everyone. So if you can't purchase a lot of tickets, buy one. If you can't purchase one, there are events that are free and open
absolutely
to the public.
Absolutely. So,
so there's something for you to do.
Definitely. Definitely. And I remember growing up, Nigel, that was always, for lack of a better word, a complaint. Oh, it's Winston-Salem. There's nothing to do. You really have no excuse not to find something, especially between these days of July 29th through August 3rd. So again, newbies, you are definitely in for a treat. I say you are if you've been going year after year or every 2 years in this case. What a beautiful way to get things started, family. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's always great to be here.
Thank you
for the outstanding job you always do.
Well, thank you so much.
Representing.
I appreciate it. Wait, listen, with a little help from my friends, we do have a marvtastic time, and that's what we're going to continue to do here on the weekend edition of Community Focus Radio. Family, it is so good to have family. Joining me, Renee Vaughn, the executive director of the National Black Theater Festival, and one Mr. Nigel Austin. Nigel, we're going to take a quick break, and we definitely have more to cover. I especially want to discuss, when we do come back, the celebrity co-chairs and what their roles will be for 2019. Let's do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Radio family, more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We do return after this break. And we're back. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our intercom stations. Radio family, your wonderful company. And that includes, of course, the company of members of our Community Focus family. He's definitely that. The executive director, Nigel Austin, returns with me, Renee Vaughn. We are talking about the 2019 National Black Theater Festival. Again, if you did not hear the dates, we're going to make sure that you have them so you can be in the house with us. July 29th through August 3rd, and that's a Monday through Saturday. Nigel, I was discussing, or we were planning to discuss, now that we're officially back from break, who are the celebrity co-chairs and what are their roles?
So we have Margaret Avery, and I'm sure folk may remember her from The Color Purple, at that time, and Chester Gregory. And Chester, Larry, I won't say he discovered him, but brought him here years ago, and he was a star in a production we had, which is Jackie Wilson, which was absolutely outstanding.
It was.
Phenomenal performance.
Yes, that's all for those of us who had an opportunity to see that performance. That's all we talked about.
Yeah. It was just absolutely outstanding. So their role, they are ambassadors for the National Black Theater Festival. They promote it. They make appearances. They attend the press conferences. They talk about the festival. And they put a national face and name on who we are. So we've had some outstanding people who have been co-chairs. And they were here back in March when we had our first press conference to talk about the festival and introduce them. And obviously, we'll be back again beginning on the 28th of July.
Excellent. Now, getting into, and you actually, Nigel, touched a little bit on this, all of the free things to do during the festival. But wanted to get into the particulars about, because I like the fact that with the festival, this is really a wonderful opportunity to see the untapped talent, if I can get it out, of the next generation performers and our young people. So what is the Teen Theater Ensemble? What can you share with us on that?
So the Teen Theater Ensemble is one of our programs at the North Carolina Black Rep. And so we have that throughout the course of the year. And so the purpose of it really is to tap into the potential of teens, to train them, to teach them about the work, not only just acting, but behind the scenes as well. And
exactly.
So they go through a series of instruction over the course of a year. They actually write an original production, and they perform it. So they get some practical experience.
Exactly.
They get the opportunity to work with people like Mabel Robinson, who's been around for quite some period of time, worked at the School of Arts and was our artistic director for some time as well. In addition to that, there are teens, and there's somewhere between 10,000 teens that participate in the youth talent show part of it and the reception, the celebrity part of it in terms of meeting with them, being mentored by them. And we have things that are focused on them and their activities that they can do. Now, we also have, and you may be familiar with, The Point.
It's
a dance studio from Greensboro who performed 2 years ago. They did an adaptation of The Wiz in 2017. This year, they're doing an adaptation of The Lion King. They're absolutely fantastic. Whether you are an adult or a kid, you should come to see that and support them. It's just the expressions on their face, the ability
to
translate that story in dance,
the
costumes, the choreography is just absolutely outstanding.
I actually had an opportunity through the press conference that I was able to attend, Nigel, to get a taste of it. And those young ladies were just phenomenal. So I can only imagine having an opportunity to see the full performance.
Yes.
And if I remember correctly, or if I'm not mistaken, the movie itself, I believe, turned 25 years old. I remember seeing that in the theater, and it was just like, but now to see it come to life, because actually it's going to be released in theaters a little later on this year. So that's going to be exciting. But to get a taste of it first during the National Black Theater Festival, and I like that you touched on that, Nigel, because the one thing I always enjoy about the festival is you see so many different age ranges, from those who are young to those who are young at heart. So it's really a wonderful thing. Now, another thing that many in our community may be familiar with, but for the newbies, let's talk about the Marvtastic Society.
So, Larry, early on again, in order to sustain the company, how can we get more people engaged? And so at that time, it was a fundraising effort. How do we get people to become a part of something that continues to live on? We have the financial support and volunteer support. So the Marvtastic Society was founded at that time, and for $1,000, it was $1,000 every 2 years, you became a member. And we gave you a special pin that you can wear that says you're a Marvtastic member, and with that comes certain benefits. So there's a special line for you to get in first. Where we have performances, there's a discount off of regular price tickets and festival tickets. You get in free to performances during the course of the year that the company produces. We now have multiple levels, and again, this information is also on our website at mbtf.org. You can click on Marvtastic Society. There are multiple levels now. So there's a $1,000 level, there's a $2,500 level, and there's a $5,000 level. So if you would like to become an angel, we would gladly accept your $5,000 contribution today. And again, that just increases the benefits that you receive, but it also helps us support the company and some of the great work that we're doing.
Absolutely, and definitely giving back to the community, Nigel, as well. Now, one more description, the Theater Guild.
Theater Guild is just a mini version of Marvtastic Society. It's a smaller contribution, so it could be $25, $50, $100, $500. There also is a student part of that as well for students to become a part of it. Many members of the Guild are also members of the Marvtastic Society. Again, it's just a smaller financial contribution to be a part of that, and many of them are volunteers. We have over 1,500 volunteers that come out.
Nice.
More the festival. And if you are interested, those who are listening, again, go to the website, mbtf.org. There's a link there for volunteering. Click on that. And we'd love to have you to come and participate. And there are some benefits to being a volunteer as well.
Absolutely.
In addition to the experience.
And if, Nigel, I can add and share with you as you're directly in front of me, it is a beautifully well put together website. So excellent job to whoever your webmaster is and getting everything together and preparing us. So any and all that is going to be part of the 2019 National Black Theater Festival, NBTF.org is the place you need
Correct.
To go. Let's touch on some of the new musicals this year.
So there's some outstanding musicals. We have a company out of Chicago. That comes every year, that performs at Winston-Salem State University, and they'll be back here again. So we have Aretha Franklin will be one. There's another one that's focusing on Luther Vandross and Marvin Gaye, which will be outstanding. There's a company out of Florida who's here every 2 years who are outstanding. They will be here, and it's focused on soul and men. It's going to be fantastic as well.
Wow.
We have some jazz that will be going on at late night, Vivian Reed, and what other production, the name I can't recall at this particular time. So if you like musicals, it's great. It's moving. It touches your soul. There's a group out of Durham, I believe, that will be doing a production called Pooled. They were here for the press release, press conference, just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
When I tell you that they can sing.
They can now, notice.
I'm not saying sing, right?
Sing.
I'm taking you back to the black church for those that are interested.
Right.
The young lady who sang the song that they can sing.
Right.
And it will move you. You might want to bring your Kleenex with you, because you will be moved. So there are... There are dramas, there are one-person productions.
Right.
There's also one that's coming back again this year, the Sammy. That's about the life of Sammy Davis.
Nice.
Outstanding production.
Right, right.
One person looks like Sammy Davis Jr. Mannerisms are like Sammy Davis Jr.
Wow.
Sings like Sammy Davis Jr. So absolutely
a must see.
Now, if you go to the website and click on the link and look at it, you think it's a picture of Sammy.
Of Sammy, but it's the actual,
person
performing
who looks like
him. That is amazing.
So it's a wide range depending on your interest. So whether it's soul, whether it's R&B, whether it's a little more traditional and talking about Sammy Davis Jr. or getting into the origins of jazz or Vivian Reed, there's quite a bit for everyone.
I was going to say a little bit of something for everybody.
Right.
Absolutely fantastic. And the fantastic, marvtastic company of Nigel Austin, the executive director of the National Black Theater Festival, joins me, Renee Vaughn. And thank you for joining us, Radio Family, here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Nigel, what are the tributes this year? Let's talk about that.
The tributes. So we are recognizing, and there are a long list of individuals who will be recognized. Leslie Uggams, for example, is one of those who will be awarded. And so we want to pay homage to those who've come before. As you know, and certainly I do know, is that we didn't get here by ourselves.
Right,
we stand on the shoulders of others, and we drink from a well that we did not dig. And so it's important to recognize, whether it's posthumously or while they're here, people for their contributions to black theater and to society. And so there is a list of individuals that we'll be recognizing and presenting awards to on that evening, and many of whom are still with us, and that is great, and who will be here and be present to accept those awards and participate in the festival over the course of the week.
Fantastic. Now, one other question, the NRE dramas this year, can you chat about those?
The NRE dramas, I have to think about that.
Okay. Well, I tell you what.
List of dramas.
While you're thinking about that, let me pose this question. It's probably going to be a real fair question for you, Nigel. In all the years that you have been a part of either the North Carolina Black Repertory Company or for the National Black Theater Festival itself, what's the one, whether it's a drama, a performance, meeting a particular celebrity, what has stood out to you over the years that you've been affiliated with an event such as this?
That is a interesting question. And so here's how I would answer it.
Sure.
There isn't one or a singular mm-hmm. performance
right.
or play. Mm-hmm. It's really about an experience.
Nice.
Right? There are three things that we say that we're about, and that's about to educate, mm-hmm. to enrich, and to entertain.
Right.
And so you're educated when you come.
Yes, definitely.
Because there are dramas, whether it's about Mary Bethune
mm-hmm.
or Booker T. Washington, the two mm-hmm. performances that are focusing on them. They have to be a double bill performance.
Right.
Whether it is about historical facts, we have one this year about Cowboy.
Yes, I saw that on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's about education. It's about enriching your life. It's about experiencing something that you might not have experienced or something
exactly.
that you did not know. It's about entertainment.
Right.
So when you go into a musical and uh-huh. you listen to Luther or you're listening to Marvin Gaye, you can feel the songs
mm-hmm.
and you can think about where you were. It's
yes.
about the experiences created in what we call and many call and we're labeled as a city of arts and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
To see that many folk come into town
yes.
who are having a great time,
right.
who are spending money, who are eating great food,
mm-hmm.
who are sitting beside each other and talking about what did you see?
Exactly.
And what did you go to? And what
right.
have you come from?
Yeah.
Who decide, well, I think I want to exchange this ticket and buy something else. So
yeah.
it really is about creating memories.
Mm-hmm. And building relationships in the
exactly.
process.
And yeah. when you create memories, it's something intangible that you can't take away and you already
very
remember.
True. Yeah.
My wife and I, the very first Theater Festival 1989, didn't attend it. We didn't attend it because we had already planned vacation. We were on a cruise that
yeah.
week.
Wow.
It had never happened before. We didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Tara's going to have this thing. We came back. I opened up the paper. It said 10,000 people were in Winston-Salem.
Salem,
I'm thinking, we will not take vacation again during this week.
You learned from that, didn't you?
So 2 years later, we decided to volunteer. So we became volunteers during the festival.
Yeah.
And as a volunteer, we were unable to attend as many things. I said, you know, I think next year we mm-hmm. I'm taking vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always taken vacation that week.
Yes.
My goal is to see at least two performances
wonderful.
Each day.
Right.
And just be a part of everything that's going on. So it's, for me, what's magical about it is just the experience,
mm-hmm.
the people, the folk that you met. I can't tell you how many people I've met.
Right.
You know, there may be an issue that comes up, and you sit down, you start talking to folk, you get things resolved. And,
exactly.
So two festivals ago, I met someone from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a note, a text a couple of days ago, said, I'll be back.
Great.
So you develop relationships.
You do.
And,
yeah.
and you have great memories that you tell others about. And
mm-hmm.
what I encourage folk to do, if you haven't been, go to something, and I guarantee that if you go to something, you will come back.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't like it, let me know, and I'll pay for it for you.
Wow.
I'll make that offer because it's guaranteed, and I haven't had to pay for anything.
Anything.
For that's anyone.
Great. That's great. Now, that speaks volumes yeah. in itself, Nigel. And I love the fact, and we didn't mention this earlier, now for the opening gala, that's going to be held at the Benton Convention Center. Now, for those who, of course, are from the Winston-Salem area, you know it's located at 301 West 5th Street. That's downtown Winston-Salem, actually. Beautifully renovated to about a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So to have had the opportunity, Nigel, in between when the festival is here every 2 years, to see the work that was put into it, it's just really, it's just the perfect, I think, an ideal venue
correct.
To have an opening night gala.
It's outstanding, and interestingly enough, it was finished just before the festival in 2017,
wow.
literally that
That's
week.
That's amazing.
They were putting finishing touches on
yeah.
the move in, and it really is a transformation.
Yes, definitely.
If you've
definitely.
Been to the Benton Convention Center before,
mm-hmm.
the renovations are now, it's
yes.
just a completely different place.
It really
completely
does.
Different look
yeah.
and feel. It's more open, more
absolutely.
Engaging, and we have a lot of activities going on. You know, we also have a vendor's mark
mm-hmm.
That's open Wednesday through Saturday. Over 100 vendors that will be there and some
wow.
outstanding things.
Yeah.
Authors who will be there promoting their books and selling their books at
mm-hmm.
box office. And we've also moved downtown, so we
yes.
were located off of Coliseum Drive, and now we're at 419 Spruce Street, right just one block over from the
yeah.
convention center. So we're sort of in the heart of all the activity.
Absolutely.
Going on.
That brings back great memories, Nigel, because I remember as a younger individual, having the opportunity to go to the Arts Council and being involved actually in some productions in my younger days. At that time, I knew I wasn't going in that particular direction, I guess because for some reason I would end up doing what I'm doing now.
You're still an artist.
Well, I really appreciate that. I thank you. But I love what I do because, right. Of course, we have had a friendship and a relationship over the years, and just to have this opportunity brings back so many fantastic memories. I like that you say that, because for persons who are going for the very first time, they're building new memories from this. Mm-hmm. And those who have been affiliated with the theater festival like yourself since its inception, I can only imagine how many photo albums alone you may have sitting in your house right about now of all the wonderful memories of you and your wife and Larry and Sylvia and just members of whether it's part of the staff or people that you have come to build those relationships over the years.
Exactly. And of course, now, you know, we used to have Polaroid back in the
day. Right, right. So now everything
it's all
is
digital.
Digital,
so
exactly.
You can
exactly.
go back years and
yeah,
pull those pictures and
that's right.
those pictures. And,
the now with the advent of social media,
exactly.
the immediacy of, you know, if you meet a celebrity or say, guess who I had an opportunity to take a picture with, you can put it right on.
And so I'm with a celebrity today.
Oh, and no,
while,
I'm with a celebrity
today.
While
folk will be listening to this later than when we're taping it, they will see the picture
that's
prior
right.
to that time on social media, just a few moments.
That's right. I love it. I love it. The advent of technology.
Yes.
We have come a long way
yes.
since the early days of the North Carolina Black Repertory Company and the National Black Theater Festival. Nigel, this has been a joy beyond words. Is there anything that I didn't mention that you want to go over or any closing thoughts or comments in the program?
So a couple of things I would mention. One, you can follow us on social media. So if you would, on Instagram, it's NC Black Rep, NC Black Rep 1, and it is the same on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We also NC Black Rep on Facebook, so you can okay. keep up with everything that's going on.
Yes.
I'm at N Alston 1. There's a lot of content there related to the
good.
Festival and related to smoking cigars, but you can come there as well. We have outstanding partnerships with the city of Winston-Salem, with Scythe County, who supported us over the last couple of festivals with major corporations and small businesses throughout the community that yes. helped make this possible mm-hmm. So that we can put this on. One of the partnerships is with the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds and Annex. Yes. 2 years ago, we had Sinbad here on the Saturday to
yes.
kick off the festival.
I remember that, yes.
This year, during the week of the festival, on Tuesday, we have the War and Treaty, who will be here on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. And if you haven't heard them, I've just learned about them. They're absolutely fantastic. So come out to see them as well. Again, we have new offerings this year with mm-hmm. Shakespeare yeah. at Sunset in the Park, 12th Night, directed by Ted Lange. We have 48 Hours. We have the International Colloquium. We have a number of free activities. There's food. There's fun. There's education. There's mm-hmm. enrichment. There's entertainment. There are 100-plus performances.
Yeah.
4 colleges and universities, 25 main stage productions, mm-hmm. 20 venues throughout the community. It's just absolutely a martastic time.
It is.
There isn't any reason for anyone,
that's right.
wherever you are, not to be here. We have one performance coming from South Africa, so it's international mm-hmm. in scope.
Yes.
Actually, Mother to Mother, I believe, is the name of that particular one. The mm-hmm. star of that one is actually a huge star in South Africa. When I mean huge, as in soap opera type huge.
Right, right. Okay.
That's recognized. Not many people here would know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
But I would encourage. So it's international in scope. It isn't
so,
just local. It
right.
just happens to be in the city that we call home.
Oh,
that's
right.
Winston-Salem. That every
the twin cities.
Years, people
mm-hmm.
converge. So
absolutely.
Economic impact.
Yeah.
Over the last 30 years, it's been over $220 million. We bring in somewhere between $7.5 and $10 mm-hmm. million. When the festival's here, more than 3,200 room nights in the city.
Yes.
So it is
mm-hmm.
it is a major event.
It is.
It is the largest festival of its kind, period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right here in the backyard
That's right.
of folk who are listening.
That's right.
There isn't any reason for you not to come
mm-hmm.
and participate in something.
Well said, my friend. So, Radio Family, invite all that you can think of to invite, whether they're coming for the first time or they're coming back again to enjoy themselves. What's absolutely amazing, Nigel, is everything that you just described will actually be able to fit in that 6-day time period.
Right.
From start to finish. Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome.
I enjoyed our time together. You know, on this program, there are never any goodbyes. So hopefully we'll get together again before the next festival rolls around. I know we'll stay in touch in between time. But thank you so much for bringing this wonderful information to our radio family and to our public affairs program. Again, nbtf.org is one great way to stay really up to date with everything that is taking place.
There. So it's a complete listing of all of the performances,
great.
The venues, ticket prices,
nice.
Celebrities that are going right. to be here, anything that you need to know. There's also an
exactly.
online brochure that you can download.
Very good.
It gives you all the detail as well. So if you need anything, nbtf.org or ncblackrep.org. Whether you go to one or the other, you'll be able to access the information.
Absolutely. And let me finally, Nigel, just say for those we mentioned earlier, the traditional colors, shall we say, for the festival. So if you have anything purple and black, sport it, whether it's just one day or all six, represent and show that true support for the 2019 National Black
Theater
Festival.
The town will be painted purple and black, and
yes.
we have a saying, and that saying is, put on your purple and black. Mm-hmm. The festival
is back.
And so put on your purple and black and come out and join us.
Absolutely. Well, Nigel Austin, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again,
family. Girl.
Thank you,
homeboy.
That's
it's
right.
Boom.
I love it. I love it. And I loved your company, Radio Family. Thank you as well for the good things you're doing in our communities. You too keep up the great work. And indeed, until that next time, no goodbyes. So from all of us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, and that would be Nigel Austin and myself, Renee Vaughn, thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Marvtastic.
Marvtastic indeed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Rep. fishing.